What's up, everybody? I originally had a special 4th of July episode planned for you today. Today being 4th of July when I'm recording this. I don't know if I'm going to release it on the 4th of July. Anyway, I had a special 4th of July episode planned for you today, but my guest for that episode unfortunately had a family emergency that prevented him from being able to do it. So the 4th of July Founding Fathers spectacular episode will end up going up eventually. We just need to reschedule the interview. So you will see, you know, in the introduction, I'll talk about it being 4th of July and shit, but obviously it will not be 4th of July when you end up actually listening to it. But so anyway, I have all my equipment set up here to record an interview. And so I decided, why not just record something myself? So today I'm going to tell you this story that I've actually been holding for a long time now. A long time meaning that it happened in like last November. That's about when all of this began. I guess that's not a tremendously long time, but anyway, I digress. So basically when Cannabis Lost History came out, you know, that ended up getting over a million views. And so I got a lot of comments from a lot of different people, some totally crazy, some completely normal, some, you know, thought-provoking comments and whatever. I also would, you know, behind the scenes, what a lot of people didn't know is I got a lot of emails and offers from, you know, Roku channels to have the video on there and just things along those lines. So I thought, you know, nothing out of the ordinary for that. People just wanted to capitalize on the video themselves and whatever. So that's fine. But so one day I open up my email and I get this large donation in Patreon. And with it is this message from this guy saying he loves my video. He'd like to talk to me. And I was like, all right. I mean, this guy seems like he's probably legit. You know, he donated all this money to me. I guess I'll give him a call, you know? And then so I ended up contacting this guy, reaching out to this guy. And that's where this crazy story begins. So I should probably come up with some type of fictitious name for this guy and a fictitious name for the company and everything like that. I can't really think of one. I'm going to try to come up with a fictitious name when I end up discussing that portion of it. But so if you see me scrambling or saying different names or something, I apologize for that. So I look this guy up before I call him, and he is like a legitimate, he's like a Silicon Valley tech entrepreneur, has been involved in a lot of projects. He seems like a very legitimate entrepreneurial person. He's been listed in TechCrunch and, you know, just things along those lines. So I call him and he tells me that based on Cannabis Lost History, which he claimed to have watched like 50 times, he had developed this serum based on something he found in my documentary. And based on our conversations, I kind of deduced that it had something to do with the Cannabossum, you know, ancient Judaic portion of the documentary. So I basically deduced that what he was claiming was the serum that he developed was kind of the source components of, you know, maybe like if you were to reduce frankincense to its purest form, cannabis down to THC or CBD or whatnot, and so on and so forth, all of those components into basically a serum. And he claimed that it was doing insane things, medicinally insane things, like might be able to cure cancer or something like that. That's not what his actual claim was. I don't actually recall. It has been, you know, several, like almost a year since this has happened. But he claimed that he developed the serum and it was going to extend life expectancy and all kinds of things like that. But again, he was relatively well-known, not well-known, he's not like Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg or something, but a tech entrepreneur that has been involved in a lot of projects that appear to have been successful. He sent me a lot of what I consider a lot of money. You know, I'm not a very wealthy person, so I was like, all right, you know, he must be telling the truth. So, you know, I talked to him about that. He basically asked if I would like to be like the head anthropologist and like ethnobotanical researcher of this new company he was founding based on the information and the serum that he had produced based on the information from my documentary. So he told me he wanted me to move to Silicon Valley. He was going to move me out there in a few months and pay me $300,000 a year. That's substantially more than I or anyone I know has ever made in their life. And so I was like, oh man, like this guy might be bullshitting me. Like, I don't know for certain, but at the very least, I'm going to entertain this idea because it could lead to something fantastic in my life. You know, it could be a life-changing experience, assuming that it's true. So we hang up the call, whatever, and I don't hear back from him for a couple of weeks at the very least. And then I finally, you know, I text him or call him or whatever. I forget exactly what it was. And we end up getting on the phone and he tells me that his former business partner had him sanctioned, I believe sectioned is the terminology, but basically put in a psychiatric ward. And he tells me that his business partner did so in order to basically steal this serum that he had informed the, you know, told the business partner all about and take it as his own. And that he had spent the past 2 or 3 weeks that I hadn't talked to him in the psychiatric ward, and that he had just gotten out. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. Like, this is some limitless shit right here. You know what I mean? I was like, wow, that, like, I can't believe this. And so I was like, all right, well, you know, kind of suspend disbelief once again. This guy's claiming to want to give me $300,000 a year to research plant medicines and whatever. I'm totally down for that. So I keep talking to the guy. And then he tells me that, you know, basically the reason that he had never told me about the exact ingredients or whatever of the serum, and I only have informed you guys of what I deduced based on our conversations, is he was saying, you know, we're still in the process of founding the company. As soon as it becomes a real company, then the lawyers will be able to produce non-compete agreements, non-disclosure agreements, whatever, all that stuff. But because we're not a company yet, I don't have those documents yet, so I can't really tell you the exact formula or anything like that. And I'm like, all right, that makes sense. He added me to some chat group that consisted of me, him, and like 2 or 3 other people. One of them, he said, was going to be like the lead dietitian or something like that on the project. And one of the people that was involved in this chat group had to be batshit crazy, because they were just, it was not batshit crazy, I guess, that maybe that's wrong, but you know that super, super woo-woo version of new wave, new age people, new wave, like 1980s music, new age people who, they, you know, all they talk about is quantum vibrations and things along those lines. Not that that shit isn't real, necessarily, but you can tell when somebody, it doesn't know what they're talking about, definitely. And so we had somebody like that in there, and I'm like, all right, maybe I'll end up working with this mildly crazy person, whatever, you know, again, a lot of money, kind of a dream job. So I will continue to pursue this. This person in the chat, to me, kind of further legitimizes the fact that he's at least trying to start a company. And so, yeah, I was under the impression there's a possibility I'm going to be involved in the development of pharmaceuticals based on plant medicines in San Francisco and in the Silicon Valley area, and basically work in, you know, super high tech in developing new and novel applications for psychedelic medicines and stuff like that. So I really thought it was cool, like, if it was actually legitimate. And ultimately, I mean, I talked to this guy a handful of times, you know, from November, as I said earlier, all the way through, like, February. And, yeah, this is kind of anticlimactic, but I don't think it was legitimate. I've tried reaching out to him since then, haven't heard back from him. Through February, he was basically saying that we can expect to have all of paperwork filed and everything like that by about June. It is now the 4th of July, so I definitely don't think that is happening. I did reach out to him like a month ago and just had no response whatsoever. But yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys that story. I don't understand, like, why this person decided to... It's not like a scam, because he paid me money and I didn't pay him any money. I just spent time talking to him on the phone a couple of times. So I don't exactly get the benefit of this. Again, he does appear to have been a legitimate tech entrepreneur. I've researched him a handful of times. He does have patents and stuff like that. Was involved in some projects that I'm not necessarily familiar with, but there's so many startups that come and go. And it seemed like there was a handful of companies that he was involved in the sale of. So I was like, all right, you know, he's got money. He's obviously doing legitimate things. But yeah, so this guy basically just trolled me, paid me money, and then trolled me for like 3 months. Anyway, yeah, so my interview today got canceled. I've been holding off on this story for a while. The only part of it that really sucked for me is I, you know, told not everyone I know, but I told like my close friends. I told my grandfather, for instance, that this might be happening. At, you know, the juncture at which it seemed like it was still legitimate, I told them about this. And so now I don't think they necessarily like look down on me or anything like that, but I personally feel kind of foolish in that I even brought it up and it ended up being illegitimate. But even then, when I did tell my friends and family about it, I'm like, I don't know, like, it seems kind of squirrely. It might not be legit, but like, imagine if it is, because then I'll be, again, very wealthy compared to anyone that I've ever known. And, you know, work in that industry, like, as a dream job. So that would have been cool. Did not happen. And once again, my interview today got canceled. So I figured, since I've been sitting on this story, I'll finally tell it to you guys. Sorry, it was kind of anticlimactic. I was hoping that, you know, maybe this organization would have actually materialized into something. But as it didn't, at least I had this story that I personally find interesting to tell you guys. Thanks for listening. And yeah, tune in next time. I suspect it's going to be next time anyway, when I interview, I don't know if I want to say it quite yet, but I am going to be talking about the Founding Fathers, Freemasonry, and psychedelics with somebody that's prominent in that field. So, all right, until next time. Thanks. Bye.